Madam President, distinguished delegates, before starting my speech, I would like to express condolences on behalf of my country, Turkey, for the Nepalese citizens due to the devastating earthquake in Nepal. I'm sure that the hearts of all countries here are together with Nepalese citizens as well. Turkey has stood by Nepalese friends since the beginning of the disaster, contributing to the search and rescue operations with a medical rescue team, as well as providing humanitarian aid promptly in the first 24 hours. Turkey will keep on extending support and standing by the needy. It's sad to observe that disasters and humanitarian emergencies occupy significant place in our global health agenda. Recent examples are the Ebola epidemic in West Africa, the earthquake in Nepal, and the mass displacement due to political conflicts in our neighboring countries, where nearly 2 million Syrian citizens have been welcomed by Turkey. All these incidents once again revealed the necessity and importance of international cooperation, solidarity, and powerful organizations acting only with humanitarian reflex. I would like to congratulate WHO for its success in this period, especially in tackling the heavy burden of the Ebola outbreak. On this opportunity, I would like to stress upon this decision to constitute an international task force, which we also consider it quite necessary and supported as a joint sponsor of the decision 65/20. Distinguished delegates, the major determinants in tackling our health issues are political commitment, strong governance, and resilient health systems structured on well-planned manpower, along with international cooperation and solidarity. In the past, economic sustainability was accepted as the main indicator of the resilient health systems. Today, we clearly see that the response capacity for emergencies and humanitarian health crisis grows to be the major components of the resilient health systems. Experiences are turning into real-time tests. In Turkey, we're providing health services for 2 million Syrian guests with the same quality as we provided to our citizens. Resilience of our health system roots from the health transformation program that is being implemented since 2003, based on equity, powerful leadership, qualified health workforce, sustainability, and good governance. Our national immunization program covers 350,000 Syrian children living in Turkey. We managed to control spreading of the white polio virus crossing European border. 50,000 babies were born, 300,000 admissions inpatient, 250,000 surgeries out of 4 million outpatient services were provided for Syrian in Turkey. The cost of services exceeds $6 billion. Unfortunately, there was neither contingency fund nor any significant support from any international community. I think this is not the solidarity we have been discussing since yesterday. Dear President, as of the year 2015, we've reached the date of the target of MDGs. Although important success have been made within MDG, we are facing the fact that there are still many goals to be reached. We shouldn't be discouraged. Within the context of the goals, we have to keep on working with enthusiasm and allocating resources in the upcoming periods as well. I would like to point out that we support post-2015 global malaria strategy that has been included in the agenda as malaria still affects millions, especially in African region. We also appreciate to see this sensitivity in WHO proposed program budget for 2016 and 17. While concluding, I would like to remind all esteemed and mindful delegates about friends living in the occupied Palestinian territory, locking out services besides humanitarian living conditions, and convey our good wishes once again to citizens of Nepal, severely hit by earthquake, and African friends recovering from Ebola. Thank you very much.